Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him.' I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. About 44 years ago, a woman who was about 43 years old went to a clinic, and it turned out that she was pregnant and she was already in her 40s. And the doctor, sad to say, was a Catholic doctor, asked her, "What are you going to do?" And this woman, who was just 5 feet tall, 99 pounds, said to the doctor, "What do you mean, what are you going to do?" "Well, you're going to have the child because you're already in your 40s. And the woman was so strongly offended and said that, "What a shame that you say this. You're a Catholic. I'm going to have the baby." And the woman stormed out of that clinic, and she rebuked the doctor for not encouraging her to have the baby. And she stormed out and she went to find another doctor. And about 8 months later, she had a beautiful baby girl. And that baby girl now is about 44 years old. She's married in the church. She teaches NFP. She has 8 children. She has a godfather who's a priest. And that godfather is me. Okay? I don't know if you picked up the story. So the fact that my mom said yes to life when she was already well into her 40s, she brought forth my baby sister, and I'm about 18 years older than her. And my mom said that she was an easier birth than I was, and I was when my mom was 26. And today's my mother's birthday. So I tell that's a beautiful pro-life story, isn't it? Beautiful pro-life story of a woman who confronted a doctor and said, "What do you mean by saying, what are you going to do with the child? Obviously, if I'm pregnant, I'm going to have the baby. Whether or not I'm 26, that was the age when I was born, or 43, when my baby sister was born, God gives a life, and God will provide." So that's a pro-life story that hopefully all of you will think about. Because what doctors do today is once you're 35 or 36, you get pregnant, you're going to be placing your life in danger if you decide to have a child. Okay, the rest of my message is going to be very biblical, but very easy to understand. Well, you're following the gospel today. We have John the Baptist. John the Baptist's mother was very, very old. John the Baptist's mother was maybe in her 60s. Maybe she was 70 years old. And she found out that she was pregnant. What happened? She rejoiced. And this old woman that would be the age of your grandmothers, sus abuelitas, said yes to having a child. And who was born? The greatest man in the world up to that time? No, except for Jesus Christ. And that was John the Baptist. So you have that beautiful scene when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth and Mary greets Elizabeth. And John the Baptist leaps in the womb when he's a little baby. Those two women today would be prime candidates for an abortion. Those two women. Why? One was too young and the other one was too old. The Blessed Virgin Mary was about the age of you girls. Mary was probably only 15 years old. Maybe 16. She was a teenager. Some of you think that Mary was like, you know, 30, 31 years old when she had Jesus. No, Mary was a teenager. And Elizabeth was very old. Those two women would be prime targets to have an abortion. And they both said yes, and they brought forth the two greatest men in the world. John the Baptist, who was the son of St. Elizabeth, and the son of Mary, of course you know, was Jesus Christ. Was Jesus Christ. So that's the message today in the retreat, is that human life starts at the moment of conception. And God gives life, and God takes life away. We're not called to destroy life, but we're called to defend life. And one more point on how you can really promote pro-life. I don't know what Miss Astrid said in her presentation. I'm sure it was very good. But utilizing what is called the ultrasound. Do you know what that is? It's been ultrasonido. If you can give a woman that's thinking of having an abortion, if you can get her to have an ultrasound where she sees that baby that's moving up and down, the baby's yawning, the baby's stretching, the baby's sucking her thumb, the baby's scratching her nose, the baby's scratching her head, the baby maybe is laughing. Within the womb of the mother, a lot of women are going to have a baby. A lot of women are going to have a baby. Because what they say, and it's the devil, it's really not a baby. But once they can see that baby moving up and down, and they recognize their baby, they will have the child. So in the Mass today, let's pray that all of you will help to defend life. Be thankful that you're living, but do all you possibly can to defend life. So from the moment of conception until natural death, human life is sacred. So look at Elizabeth, look at Mary. They both said yes. And they brought forth the two greatest men in the world, John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. So we're going to be praying the Mass today that all of us will really understand pro-life, love human life, and do all we can to defend the baby who cannot defend himself. Amen.